Hey there everyone, this is Nick Good here, and I am very, very, very happy to be sitting next to my good friend, Dr. Greg D'Amato, and we're down here in Costa Rica, sitting in the jungle, enjoying a beautiful, beautiful day and the peace and the nature, and we're going to be talking today about health, about the real truth in the health equation. What are the real factors and why Greg is so incredibly successful in being able to help just about anyone with any kind of physical disease, degenerative disorder, including all of the worst and best known diseases that you have heard of. And this is great conversation to be having, especially in these times. And we know if you're listening to this audio file, you're interested in health, you're looking out at the options in the world, and you're seeing and recognizing that conventional health, so-called health system, is basically a shambles and a catastrophe and full of misery and pathetic results in terms of really effective healing protocols. Those are just the simple statistical facts. And then we're also looking at this so-called alternative health industry with so many alternative health practitioners around, and there seems to be a tremendous jumble of people offering all kinds of wonderful treatments and healing modalities and a seeming never-ending list of things. But again, when it comes down to getting hardcore results and reversing hardcore degenerative symptoms, many of those individuals are lacking and completely overwhelmed by what is really, Greg, today in this world, disease epidemic and pandemic proportions. So thanks so much for being here, mate. I'm really excited about this and introducing you to a wider audience here through our channels. And perhaps we should start with just talking about you know, your experiences and how you see the context of the world that we're living in right now, and why there is so much disease and health breakdown on so many different levels in this modern world.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. It's just an absolute pleasure to be here and to share this knowledge with people that are so hungry for this knowledge, that are seeking, you know, alternatives, like what's out there. You know, when we're looking at disease, we sort of have to understand that disease is ingrained. It's a logical outcome to the systems that have been set in place by the people, you know, the elites at the top. You know, if we go to the grocery store, pretty much 95% of what we can get at the grocery store is going to be guaranteeing disease. So we have highly processed food. We have loaded with pesticides, fungicides, herbicides. It's nutrient deficient food. You know, 95% of the processes of the body are dependent on minerals. So if we're looking at health, we have to look at minerals. And the food today is just completely and utterly deficient in minerals. So if we don't have minerals, our body just starts to break down. We can't balance the pH. We have lots of other issues. So it leads to epidemics of blood sugar disorders. You know, magnesium and chromium, just those two, regulate insulin. So we're looking at massive diabetes, insulin resistance, leading to obesity, leading to heart disease. And then we have cancer, you know, the most feared word in sort of the Western, you know, world, because it's so ambiguous. But when you start to look at the causes of these diseases, you realize that they're all very similar. They come from an overburden of toxicity. We're being exposed to about 100,000 environmental pollutants every single day. Start increasing the chemtrails and adding on those types of things, and then watching our immunity drop. You know, everything relates back to what we're putting in our bodies and our ability to get rid of things that shouldn't be there. So with a 50% cancer rate in the Western world, it's simply a logical outcome to the food in which we put in, to living an unnatural lifestyle. You know, humans have been put on this earth to match the frequency of the planet. You know, we've been here for millions of years. So why are we being so diseased right now? The environment matches what we're supposed to be feeling, thinking, breathing, eating. Health should be a complete balance to us being on this earth right now. So why are we experiencing so much disease? It's what's been introduced in the last 100, 150 years that we're doing to our bodies.
Yeah, this is incredible. So let's talk about the some of the results that you've been getting and what you've witnessed in terms of health turnaround. And by the way, you guys that are listening to this, we're when we're talking about disease breakdown, when we're talking about degenerative diseases, degenerative disorders, these are advanced symptoms. These are advanced conditions, underlying pathologies that have been affecting the bioterrain within the physical body for years and years and years. And then, we can be diagnosed with these advanced symptoms and get told we've got some kind of disease. But the underlying situation can be going on for years and years and years, and you can experience that in just in dips of your health, immune breakdown a little bit if you get so-called colds and flus every now and again, that kind of thing, or more and more regularly, or depression, low energy levels, all of these factors. These things can like creep up and build up over the years. So if you gain any of this kind of any of these feelings, anything other than absolute robust and vital health. And let's face it, we've got to be like almost our immune system of a superhero to exist in this modern world right now. If you're not living in a natural environment, if you're living in a city, you need an extraordinary level of immunity. So we're not just talking about two people that have got advanced symptoms of degenerative diseases. We're talking to anyone who is experiencing any sort of dips in immune response or health and feelings of health and wellness and vitality. So what sort of results have you been getting, mate? What sort of things have you been witnessing in terms of the turnaround in health?
Well, we see people with a variety of different conditions that they come up with. When you look at disease, and there's about 43,000 collective names for diseases, they're basically the exact same symptoms. So everything we do is tailored to the individual, but it's understanding that health is essentially the opposite of disease. So if we get the body so healthy, disease can't exist. So we've seen a lot of people with different degenerative diseases, known as Parkinson's, severe L-DOPA deficiency. And again, you have lots of toxicity issues coming. So it's a massive detox for everybody, whether it's stage 4 melanoma, stage 4 lung cancer, stage 2 breast cancer, prostate cancer, any of these type of diseases, they're all the exact same thing. So if we can fully detoxify the body, and what we do is we look at research. We say, what are the best ways to detox the body? So we're looking at, say, glutathione pathways. So we're saying, okay, sulfur has been pretty much displaced in the soil since we started adding NPK to the soil, the three synthetic fertilizers. So if you're not getting organic produce, you're missing out on most of your sulfur. Sulfur is then dependent. There's four different amino acids that are dependent on sulfur. One of the biggest ones being cysteine. Cysteine produces our glutathione. Glutathione is the garbage bag of your house. If you can't pull out the garbage, if you can't chelate your blood, heavy metals, paint fumes, the new car smell, 300 different dioxins we get into that are breathing in. If we can't clean ourselves, clean our house, we're living in a state of imbalance. So what we're trying to do is increase all these ways to detox the body, and we do that very, very effectively through looking at the science of detox. It's not just random. So we're increasing, say, getting people taking MSM, getting people to take NAC, increasing cysteine, increasing glutathione, coffee enemas, all of these things that we know are going to start to pull everything out of the body. So the people we've seen come from, a variety of different ailments, but again, they're all the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. We believe it's a deficiency or a dysbiosis of mind, body, spirit. So we work a lot with psychology, neuroscience. We start bringing in fields of quantum physics, Chinese medicine, herbology from the Amazon. We bring in multiple modalities that are needed. We can't just hold on to one piece of the puzzle. that we've been told by culture of this is everything. Uh-huh. We have to use the science, the research, and saying, well, all of these have a place in health and wellness, but if we want to reach a state of optimal functioning, which is, you know, step one is complete disease reversal, then climbing the ladder, getting higher, higher to optimal functioning, we have to take in all the different tools from these different modalities and sort of add it into one.
Awesome. That's wonderful. So what you just said then, that knowledge, that wisdom, that understanding, a fundamental understanding, that basically is the foundation of your approach to health. And so let's talk about the case studies that you've witnessed, because I know you've been in this business for a long time. You've had tremendous success. Let's talk about some of the your experiences with some of the biggest name degenerative disorders. We know in the modern Western world now we've got cancer, diabetes, heart disease, breast cancer is huge, infertility, all of these names, so-called names of, and some of them classified incurable diseases, remember, by the conventional medical world. This industry that has been created, that's been fed by the pharmaceutical industry, and is generating billions and billions of dollars around, and we know isn't cure oriented. There's no secret here, and by their own admission, they're not invested in cure; they're invested in treatment. So, let's talk about results. Let's talk about what you've seen, because if we're saying that every disease has its roots in the same foundation, tell me some of the symptoms that you've seen reverse and how quickly you've seen things turn around in some of the more extreme cases that you've witnessed.
Well, the way our program works is we do things that other people do, but we do it in such a higher, quicker way. So we say, okay, broccoli's great. What about broccoli sprouts? Broccoli sprouts are great. What about broccoli sprout juice in a cold press juicer? Drinking glasses of that, you know, getting massive sulforaphane, DIM, MSM, sulfur, all these things in such huge quantities that you can't eat 200 pounds of broccoli a day. There's no way. But you can get the equivalent nutrient-wise. So we're taking some of these things that we say, okay, these are good. Let's see how well and how quickly we can reverse these things by getting these amazing substances into the body. So Parkinson's has been, really, really good, successful one. We had a guy that
Incredible.
Had Parkinson's for, it's everywhere, for about 6 years, of course. They say it's incurable, mm-hmm. and then they give him another term called progressive. Mm-hmm. And the only reason it's progressive because we're not doing anything to change. So what in the environment, what in our thoughts, what in our, you know, bodies, toxicology-wise, and what nutrient-wise deficiency has contributed to these diseases? What are the underlying causes? If you start to address these underlying causes, guess what? It's not progressive. It immediately stops. And then when it stops, the symptoms stop, you know you're on the right path. Just keep going. And then you're going to see an amelioration of symptoms and then eventually a complete decrease in reversal of symptoms. So we had a guy that was about 55 years of age, been suffering Parkinson's for 6 years or so. He was just wetting his pants. He had no control, loss of function, massive shaking. But he was on massive medication. And I said, why are you taking medication? It clearly hasn't made any difference. Is it changed? No. But they give him more and more and more, and it still doesn't change it. So within about 2 weeks of doing a strong detox program, we supplemented with Mucuna. Mucuna is the biggest plant-based source of L-DOPA. Dopamine is completely gone in Parkinson's. Dopamine comes from L-DOPA. L-DOPA comes from tyrosine. Tyrosine comes from phenylalanine. So if you're tracing these roots back to the underlying causes, it's nutrient deficiencies. Mm-hmm. So we're increasing phenylalanine with hemp seeds, sesame seeds, increasing tyrosine with almonds, or supplementing with L-tyrosine. And what he started to notice after we detox as well with daily coffee enemas, getting him in cat's claw, getting him in lots of Amazonian herbs, Chinese herbs, is his symptoms immediately started to reverse. So within 3 to 4 months, his hair went from gray to complete black. His hair changed color.
Incredible.
This man who couldn't get out of bed, who was too stiff and shaking, got off all of his meds, and was chopping wood. No shaking at all in 3 months.
Incredible.
Completely reversed. Everything was back to his normal life in 3 months. And it was sort of mind-blowing. His wife, everyone was just completely blown away. Like, what even causes hair color to change? Like,
yeah.
Who knows? It's all these mineral deficiencies that are needed, because 95% of the processes, again, are dependent on minerals, 8 positively charged electrolytes, which is readily abundant in greens. If we're not having greens in live food, your foundation of your house is rotting and you have no way to repair it. It doesn't matter what levels you put on over it, it's not going to change. Yeah. Get to the foundation, clean it out, rebuild it, and do that. We've had stage 4 bone cancer reverse in about 30 days as well. So it really depends on...
He said that really quite nonchalantly, but stage 4 bone cancer reversed in 30 days is absolutely incredible results. There isn't a conventional institution on the planet that comes even remotely close to that kind of result. It's just a complete and utter impossibility for them. And so it's really underlined the value and... effectiveness of micronutrient saturation. So we're talking about nutrition, elements of nutrition, minerals and such like, a lot of the things that Greg was talking there, that is absolutely and utterly critical to healthy bodily function. And if there's a lack of that in the body, we're deprived of that because it's just not in the soil, so it can't get into the plants or into our food chain. Then there's a deficiency in the body, and that means that the body is going to break down significantly and severely. And as soon as you start addressing this by saturating the blood with these things, then the body then has the raw materials to self-regulate. And from my experiences, and I'm sure yours, Greg, we know that the physical body is basically capable of reversing just about anything and everything from any point of disease. You could literally be on your deathbed and have a complete regenerative experience if you got the right support.
It just depends on how much love is sort of given into it. You know, most people, if you look at sort of an old house that's rotting for the last 90 years, that's the average sort of American or Westerner's body, you know. But nothing is sort of, everything's correlated. Disease is correlated to as we age, simply because our mineral deficiencies grow larger and larger and larger. But nothing's causative of old age.
Mm-hmm.
We're not guaranteed disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's socialized and institutionalized through movies and TV. So we expect disease,
mm-hmm.
you know, even in children now. Kids are going to school and wondering, well, where's your inhaler? We all have inhalers.
Yeah,
how come you don't have an inhaler?
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you mean? So asthma is so institutionalized. ADHD, Ritalin, chemicals. 50% of school kids in Atlanta are on ADHD.
Yeah.
Ritalin and amphetamines, all for the same underlying causes of nutrient deficiency, fatty acid deficiencies, which are mainly produced from B vitamins, which are mainly produced from our probiotics. So it comes down to gut health,
mm-hmm.
pulling out appendix, getting vaccines, antibiotics, dairy. All of this stuff is the same breakdown of the body very early.
Yeah.
So if we look at this old house that's 90 years old, and we see the windows broken, the wood burning up, all that means is it's a deficiency in love. We didn't give energy enough to the house. So our body is a housing for the soul. We have to treat it the same way. We can't go 2 or 3 days without sweeping our house, doing dishes, emptying the garbage. We can try, but we're not going to be happy. So we're looking at the soul basically reemerging from the body and leaving
mm-hmm.
early, simply because the housing for it has broken down prematurely.
Yeah.
It wasn't able to stay there.
Yeah.
So all these diseases, you know, are, again, the same underlying causes. If you look at cancer is pretty amazing because there's so much disinformation about what it is. You know, it's very sort of ambiguous of what's happening around because people don't know what it is. It's disinformation. So when we look at cancer, we've known since 1935, Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for looking at cancer metabolism and tumor creation. What he found is if he took a normal cell and starved it down to 30% oxygen, that cell would immediately become cancerous within 2 minutes and able to survive. He was completely blown away. He said, wow, the human body is unbelievable. So instead of our cells dying in the presence of low oxygen, which comes from low minerals and lack of iron, molybdenum, and manganese, all these different things, our cells are able to survive in a very acidic terrain without oxygen, without minerals, without this sort of balance of nutrient-rich food, where they essentially put on a mask. So you have epigenetic changes, the environment, all the foods, the thoughts, you know, the pollution, the chemicals, all of that changes the terrain of our bodies. So our cells say, guess what, I'm pretty amazing. I'm going to adapt to this situation immediately. I'm going to now create a cell wall that's 15 times thick as normal. I'm not going to die. I can now live off my own waste. Okay? I'm going to continue to do my same job. I become anoxic. I don't need any oxygen at all. How amazing is that?
Incredible.
So for 30 years, typically when we're seeing cancer, it's a creation over years of time, from blood pH being from 7.42 to start dropping 7.3, 7.2, 7.1. Eventually, you're seeing the creation of cancer, without a doubt. So there's mind components, there's body components, and there's spirit components. Are people doing what they designed here? Like, what is your purpose? Are you doing things that make your soul sing every day? Are you being of service to humanity? Are you doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing and what makes you feel whole every day? You know, are you feeding your body the best foods, superfoods, the top things that you could have every single day? And are you having positive expectations, creating, manifesting synchronicities every day? If you're doing those three, disease doesn't touch you because you're in an optimal functioning level. Where the lower we get on that sort of totem pole, the more we have negative thoughts and negative experiences, working for a job we don't like, bosses we don't like, abusive relationships, holding on to trauma of childhood, you know, negative expectations of the future, I have no money, I have no this, I have all of those things are putting us in a space of dis-ease, our lack of flow with the universal chi, prana, mana, so we're guaranteed as a logical outcome disease. And that's how Western culture is set up. They give you a job that you're guaranteed not to like. They pay you what you're not, you know, worth. You're just meeting your bills. You're stressed all the time. You're shutting down 80% of your immune system, which is your bowel flora. You're having fun by poisoning yourself. You know, mm-hmm. Here, go to a bar and just drink. Mm-hmm. Here's your processed food. You want it fast. You want it easy. Here it is. Mm-hmm. Nothing of health is even ever talked about. Mm-hmm. It's always disease and mm-hmm. management, mm-hmm. you know, symptomology, disease creation, and then go to your doctor who knows everything mm-hmm. but has not been taught one class in nutrition, which yeah. is 95% of disease anyway.
Yeah.
So you're left with culture saying, well, what do we do? The smartest and most amazing people on this planet, as we've been told, is scratching their head.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Yeah.
So what do we do? Mm-hmm. So we're left to say, okay, I'm in the middle of the jungle. I don't know how to build a house. There's no one going to build it for me. What do I do? You got to learn to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. So this is what we've done about 10 years ago. We said, let's go to the research. Let's mm-hmm. look. Let's look at Gershon, Max Gershon. Let's look at, you know, Dr. Otto Warburg. Let's look at all these people that 80, 90 years ago have found the answers.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. hasn't been taught by the Rockefellers and the education institutions that are running the big pharma mafia machine that are simply looking at crushing symptomology, pushing them down, in order to get derived disease deeper until they get the big money diseases, like cancer, $1 million per diagnosis, the most powerful, you know, and
the
profitable
biggest industry in the world
planet,
at the moment.
And they still don't have an answer for it because it's a highly complex, systematic failure of the body's mind, body, yeah. and spirit on every level. And if you don't address the underlying causes, you have to address them eventually. So if you're not addressing them now, saying, I want this tumor cut out, guess what? You're eventually going to have to address them 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, or you're not going to be in that body anymore.
Yeah.
You're gone. And the soul's recyclable. But we want to stay in our body as long as we want to be here.
Yeah.
And we can through looking at, you know, this symbiosis of mind, body, spirit. It's very, very important to, you know, look at that.
Wonderful. So what we, just to recap, yeah. So what we've been talking about here is nutrient deficiency, essential micronutrients, minerals, and other related elements that the body needs for optimal functioning. The society that we're in, the engineered society that we're in, this unnatural civilization that we're seeing in the pangs of great, 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 great suffering right now, and really reached a kind of a crescendo of that, where we're either going into absolute hell on earth and an utter oblivion, or we're actually going to do something about it as individuals which means transforming our own lives. And obviously our own personal health is foundational in that. We're talking about the ultimate health, the ultimate success equation here, where we have the answers to physical vitality and physiological wellness. And that this is not just a physical equation. So we've started to talk a little bit about the feelings and the mental attitudes. And we're talking about environment, biological terrain, the environment that our cells are functioning in inside of us, how it's affected not only by what we eat, but what we think, what we feel, how we speak, how we use our imagination, the vision that we have. So I want to get into these factors a little bit now. One of the things, the books that I wrote was something called The Biology of Peace. And I distribute that through all the superhero networks and stuff that we're in. It's part of the superhero training. And basically it discusses everything that we've been talking about now. From the perspective that cellular health, there's three L's in cellular. And those three L's in the Biology of Peace stand for love, liquid, and light. And so here's the cell, and there's a light in that cell. And that light is your spirit. And if you're a spiritually oriented person, if you're into spiritual practice, if you're into reading the scriptures and aligning your life with spiritual precepts that have been confirmed and articulated and embodied by many, 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 many great spiritual teachers and saints and ambassadors of that way of being, then that is going to make that light shine brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter in your physical body. But if the liquid is poor, if you're not supporting that with the kind of nutritional protocols that we're talking about now, and you're eating as a lot of the yogis do, you know, the white rice and all of the dehydrated, denatured stuff late at night, you know, before they go to sleep, they have kind of a sedentary lifestyle, then no matter how spiritual you are and how bright that light is shining in you, you are going to get some physiological health breakdowns sooner or later. And that's why the yogis traditionally are dying of diabetes and arthritis and all kinds of dreadful disorders, which are easily avoided with these other factors in there. So we have the liquid, the light, and then the love. Living a loving lifestyle, doing the things that you love, like you were talking about, being a loving person, loving, caring. So let's just talk about this equation here, this love, liquid, light equation. What's your perspective on that in terms of like ratios, and how do you integrate all that into the protocols and lifestyle recommendations that you're recommending to your clients?
So what we do is we do a lot of fasting. Fasting, according to Ben Franklin, is called nature's surgery. So we're doing a lot of physical stuff, then we're doing spiritual stuff, and then we're doing mental, emotional stuff of letting go, all that. So I guess we'll get into the physical first. So a lot of the physical is shutting down our bodies, massive addictions for food and need for food and our fears of past lives, of all these things of not having enough food. So we say, okay, fasting. You know, we're going to start fasting. So 80 to 90% of the body's energy is utilized to basically break down food. So if we're doing that 3 to 5 times a day, it's akin to working 70, 80 hours a week, but never having time to be home to clean out your car, clean out the closet, do whatever, you know? So we have to take care of this house.
Isn't that incredible?
So what we're now trying to do is saying, okay, we're shutting that off. Guess what? We're off for 3 weeks. We can now start to clean our house and make it look amazing. So we can take the time to ourselves. Mm-hmm. So fasting is about giving that time. It's about cleaning the windshield of the car so we can actually start seeing where we're now finally going. We get that massive clarity, and it dumps massive toxins from the fat tissue, lymphatic tissue, into the blood to be chelated out. So we give people lots of MSM, cysteine. We're increasing glutathione so we can pull it out. We're increasing the garbage bags of the house while we're cleaning. Guess what? We can pull everything out.
So that's a really important point you just made there about cleaning the windshield of the car so we can actually see where we're going. There's so much confusion in life. I deal with people all the time that are confused. They're in a state of chaos. They just can't see a way forward in this world. And it says in the Bible, where there is no vision, the people perish. Mm. And when we lose that clarity and basically that inner light, and it's kind of like life is a mystery, there's no doubt about it. But when you're shining brightly within yourself and you have that internal clarity, it's almost like you have a homing beacon. You might not be able to see clearly exactly, where you're going and what's going to happen when you get there, but you're being guided by a light. Mm, and definitely. That's really the illumination that we're talking about here. That's revealed when the blood's clean, when the liver's clean, when the internal organs are clean and everything's shining and able to reflect that spiritual light.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's coming to reverse the lemming syndrome, where everyone's running off the cliff, but they're just following the person in front of them because they can't see. They don't have that vision. They have this myopia of, well, let's figure out what we're supposed to be doing. Well, it doesn't matter. If everyone's doing the same thing, it must be right.
Yeah, yeah.
Guess what? When you get to that cliff, you're like, no, it's not. Yeah. And out you go.
Yeah.
And that's what's saying, well, okay, the cancer industry has massive people pumping through chemo and radiation and surgery, all of which are known to be the number one causes of cancer in the world, according to the World Health Organization. So you can't have the cause also be the cure. It doesn't make any sense. So that's a lemming syndrome. If enough people do it, then it must be right, but it's not. We have to do things unconventional. We have to start thinking for ourselves. And yeah, the fasting is amazing because you get that clarity.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit and say, wow, I can actually think for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Most people I see, 80, 90% have massive brain fog issues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Brain
mm-hmm.
fog is from, deficiency of minerals, mainly mm-hmm. calcium, sodium, potassium, magnesium. So these four of the top eight electrolyzed minerals, what happens is you get deficient in those from having the coffee every morning, from having the beer at night, from having the wheat, from having the dairy, from having the meat. All of these things that we know are acidic to the body or acid forming, we lose our clarity.
Yeah.
So we're throwing things on the windshield. Bam, bam, bam. We
yeah.
got bugs on the windshield. We're traveling too fast. We're not cleaning. We're not taking the time to say, okay, let's reset the physical body from a lot of the ailments of the Western world.
Uh-huh.
If we start to reset at least 3 to 5 days a month of fasting, we can start to take the time to clean and start to see.
Uh-huh.
Then we get that vision. We say, okay, what do I want?
Mm-hmm.
Then we're bringing in the spirituality, saying, exactly, what am I supposed to be doing here on earth?
Mm.
So we work with people mainly with the physical, 21-day fasting, 14, depending on what level they're at.
So we're talking about juice fasting, yeah? We're talking about
juicing.
Mineral,
so what we're
mineral
doing,
nutrient, micronutrient saturation.
Yeah, so
juicing,
what we've done is we've looked more at the biochemistry of the blood
mm-hmm.
and saying, okay, if we want to get a blood transfusion, what do we need to do?
Mm-hmm.
So here in abundance, one of the top reasons we're here is coconuts,
mm-hmm.
or they call them pipas, which are the young sort of
uh-huh.
coconuts. And we know that that matches 55% of the blood.
Yeah, the blood plasma.
Yeah, that's the plasma. So you get an exact match of blood plasma.
Incidentally, whether you realize this or not, you listeners, in Vietnam, when they ran out of blood in the MASH hospitals there, they were actually using coconut water. You knew that, yeah? Direct blood transfusions, just pure coconut water going straight into the blood. And that's a testimony of just how identical the coconut is in a molecular language to blood plasma. Incredible that we can get that level of exact purity.
Yeah, it's amazing. When they did studies last year, published 2012, 2010, looking at what happens when Haiti, they get massive cholera.
Yeah.
They had to do IV drips of coconut water.
Yeah.
And they found that the whole structure was exact match, except it needed a bit more sodium.
Yeah.
Didn't have much sodium. They had everything else, potassium, magnesium, calcium, phosphorus, all the good stuff we need. But they were adding then a tad bit of Himalayan salt, and then you had an exact match for the entire electrolytes of the body.
Perfect.
So if we have 55% of the blood, we're matching that.
Yeah.
What's the other 45%? The other 45% is hemoglobin.
Yeah.
We know hemoglobin structurally, molecularly, matches chlorophyll. So hemoglobin has iron in the middle, chlorophyll has magnesium. So chlorophyll is the green that we get in plants. So we're adding green juice and mixing it with coconut water for the exact same percentage. So what that's doing is giving you a direct blood transfusion.
So let's just say that again. So we've got 55% of the blood is plasma, which the coconut water covers. And then the 45% is hemoglobin-based fluid.
Which matches chlorophyll.
Which matches chlorophyll.
So that's the greens and the juice.
Yeah.
So we're bringing so in broccoli sprouts,
and the only
kale.
Difference is your chlorophyll nucleus is magnesium and your hemoglobin nucleus is iron, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
Which the body's not flussed about.
Yeah.
Which nucleus is
it completely matches it.
Yeah.
Yes, so you have all those minerals that are interchangeable in the body.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're taking that 100% match, then we're going to start to fast people. So we get a massive program where they're stopping all the energy that usually is to break down food.
Yeah.
We're using that to
now
rebuild,
detox,
all
the dense nutrition
isn't
going in anymore. So 80-90% of your energy is available for
detoxing and rebuilding. So we're going to do that at the exact same time. So we're going to get a complete blood transfusion. We're getting an oil change for our car. We're cleaning the engine at the same time. And guess what?
Yeah.
Away we go.
And you're providing the exact nutrients in the exact ratio in abundance and saturation. So the body can use all of that those micronutrients.
Yeah,
it's got everything it needs to heal itself.
Yeah, exactly.
In the most bioavailable
form. Yeah, exactly.
Form.
So that's what we use. We use everything that's whole foods. We use no supplements. Everything is a whole food source, a whole food source extract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're using vitamin C. IV drips of vitamin C have been used to reverse 96% of cancer patients, no matter what stage they are, because it's free radical damage. It's deficiency of electrons, which are usually in the foods. So we can basically mimic that by giving an IV drip of vitamin C. So we're using camu berry powder, which is the biggest whole food source of vitamin C, 20% by weight. Each teaspoon is equivalent to about 60 oranges.
Yeah.
So we're mixing that in the juice as well, all whole food sources. Yeah. You know, a lot of vitamin C drips, they're using ascorbic acid. Ascorbic acid, most of it is used, extracted from genetically modified corn at about 1,000 degrees with ethanol.
Yeah.
So the body says, okay, that's great, but I can only absorb about 8%, so you need a massive amount of it.
Yeah.
So if we're using more bioavailable and whole food sources that God says, here you go, here's your toolkit, just don't manipulate it. You know, humans are the only substance, or only people on Earth that, or the only species on Earth that actually manipulate everything and say, I can do it better.
Yeah.
And guess what? You can't.
Yeah.
You know, we're down that road right now saying, I can make things better. I can make the soil better. I'm going to make things synthetic. I'm going to genetically modify this. I'm going to change that. I'm going to make medication that most of it are from plants.
Yeah.
And they're extracting one phytonutrient out of 300 to 500 that are needed to, you know, do all the other sort of
not
things.
Not to
then
mention
they have
all of the
effect.
Other fat cofactors within the natural plant or fruit or whatever it is that haven't even been detected or given a name.
No, exactly. Just like graviola. I mean, graviola is the top anti-cancer nutrient in the world.
Yeah,
they spent 7 years looking at graviola from a pharmaceutical perspective, and this guy was blown away. You know, the head researcher and I said that we have to tell the world about graviola.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it reduces tumor size by 58% over 30 days with zero side effects. Beats every single chemo drug in the world that had even low efficacy but 100% mortality in mice. This had 0% mortality, zero side effects, and reduced it way better than anything else. It blocks ATP, or adenosine triphosphate, to tumors. It just shrinks them. Zero side effects.
Graviola, otherwise known as soursop.
Soursop, guanabana.
Now we're talking about the leaf, the fruit, the root,
everything. Mainly it's leaves and stems, but you can eat the fruit. It's also great for amoeba. I mean, it's for everything. So the side effects for meds, when you take something and synthesize it, God says you're on the wrong path. You get one effect, but you get 300 side effects at least.
Yeah.
Where this, you get 300 effects. That's it.
So what about the supplements, the supplement industry, the so-called nutraceutical industry, millions and billions and billions and billions of dollars being generated from that now. A lot of the alternative health practitioners in the world, some big game players, big names with you know, a certain degree of success in their fields, and definitely a lot of expertise, are recommending and supplying huge amounts of supplements to get the nutrient saturation going in there. How do you feel about supplements? in terms of their effectiveness versus the...
You basically have to take it as sort of a per case basis, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, there's different forms of magnesium that we know about available to the body. You know, we need to have magnesium with sort of an amino acid. So we take citrulline, so we have magnesium citrate, you know, mm-hmm. and that increases the bioavailability by 96% by forcing it to go into the large intestine, mm-hmm. not being just burned up kind of thing. So if you look at calcium, all calcium is completely synthetic and mm-hmm. non-bioavailable, calcium malate, citrate, all of that kinds of stuff. So it's made of ground up oyster shells mm-hmm. and all these types of things. People use iron shavings to give iron. It fortifies cereals. We can actually take a magnet, blend it up, take a magnet, and you'll pull all this iron off of your
cornflakes.
It's amazing. Mm. So all of this stuff, when it has added something, well, it's saying, well, what is it? Mm-hmm. What are you adding? Mm-hmm. You can't take minerals from the earth and just chew them up.
Yeah.
The plants make them assimilated through their packaging system and bioavailability for humans.
Yeah.
God makes it very easy. He says, pick and eat. Don't take fire to your food. You can.
Yeah.
You can't do it all the time.
Yeah.
You're going to be left with 70-90% degeneration of nutrients. Mm-hmm. And humans are the only species out of 1.8 million that actually do that.
Mm-hmm.
So the answers to complex questions are very simple, typically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going back to our roots.
Mm-hmm.
If we go away from the earth, which we are made of the earth, and start saying, well, are we made of synthetic chemicals? Then we're going to start to degenerate pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty obvious, first off, how we feel. If we connect back in with our emotional intelligence, people know when they're getting chemo and meds that they're just not right. Immediately says something is wrong. That was there by God, your consciousness, to tell you
mm-hmm.
that's the wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
The right path always feels right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this juice is amazing. Mm-hmm. This coconut, something is amazing. This cacao with 1,200 chemical complex substances, anandamide, tryptophan, dopamine, all this amazing stuff feels great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Why is cacao the best-selling nut in the planet?
Mm-hmm.
People recognize that intuitively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same with the research from Power versus Force. You know an inherent truth unconsciously.
Yeah. Yeah.
The problem is when we start to cloud our consciousness with all of these things that they're inundating us with, we don't trust ourselves.
Yeah.
We've lost ourselves. The windshield is too dirty to see. We just follow the person in front of us. Keep going. We see brake lights.
Yeah.
We don't know where we're going.
It's fascinating.
Until we start to clean the physical.
Yeah.
Then we can get back to having that emotional intelligence and listening to our guidance system.
Yeah.
Knowing going through chemo says this is great.
Yeah.
Knowing taking their kid to a doctor says, wow, this vaccine is great for them.
Yeah.
100% there's no way.
Yeah.
You know that some party says that can't be right.
Yeah.
No matter how many doctors or scientists tell you that, we still have our emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
And by fasting and connecting back to nature, walking barefoot, sun gazing, yoga, surfing, all of these things, connecting back to nature,
mm-hmm.
that innate intelligence and guidance is still there. We just have to listen to it and trust it. And that's one of the biggest issues.
Yeah,
so getting back to this food is basically what connects us back to that.
That's a fascinating subject. One of the most amazing subjects is the way physical bodies, cellular structures, become addicted to what they've been fed, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally as well. This is one of the most fascinating things,
mm-hmm.
and this is why we need a holistic approach to disease, because. And this is where really the department I've been specializing in for years and years and years. Obviously, I'm really into the nutritional factors, and they're like, you know, foundational in it. But shifting the basically the cellular addiction to negative emotion, negative belief systems. Do you remember that movie, What the Bleep Do We Know?
Yeah.
So that was one of the best visual representations of the underlying situation, where the constant repetition of negative thoughts, negative feelings in an environment of a negative liquid environment caused by the depleted food, so-called food that we're eating, that's dehydrating, acidifying and demineralizing every time we basically have a meal. When you have that combination, and remember again, we're living in an unnatural civilization that's basically been engineered for the purposes of control, that environment that terrain that we as cells of the human race are existing in is being engineered to make us think and feel and act in specific ways. It's not engineered to assist us thriving and unfolding all of our gifts in ease and grace. And as we grow up in all of this conditioning and social engineering, we literally, through the repetition of these thoughts and feelings, our brains mirror, produce the exact same chemicals that we're thinking and feeling. And the cells receive those chemicals, and they have to adapt the receptor sites on the cells to be able to receive these particular energy signatures, chemical signatures, electromagnetic signatures of these frequencies of chemicals and vibrations that the indwelling consciousness is giving off. And so we literally create these physical bodies which are used to being fed a diet of negativity and adapt to accommodate that, just like we were talking about the cancer cells. And that is the reason why it's so hard to break these addiction patterns, and why so many people just relapse into the old habits once they get back into the old environments. And so we need to be approaching our health and wellness from a holistic perspective, and feeding ourselves with a diet of positivity, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And the wonderful thing about it is that, as Greg was saying, it's all so, so simple. And everything that we ever needed and ever will need was here right at the beginning, and it's still here today. And when we're talking about visible physical nutrition, it's all there in nature already. And then when we're talking about the invisible components, which feeds the emotional, mental, and spiritual aspects of ourselves, well, that's here as well. And it's called the spirit, the great spirit of life, or the spirit of life, or the love of God, the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it. It's here too. It always has been. So the only thing is will we start putting these resources and these life-transforming resources into our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies? And just how everything is mirrored, the physical, the micronutrition that we're talking about, such as we were mentioning when Greg was talking about broccoli sprouts, saturating ourselves with these tiny, tiny little things. When we're talking about minerals, we're talking about very, 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 very tiny, invisible little micronutrients. And it's the same thing when we're talking about the spirit. It's an invisible thing, but you just need a little sip of that stuff, and it is life transforming. So I think we've covered just about everything in this initial interview that we're doing here. We're excited to be sharing this information with you, reminding you what you already know. We're teaming up down here in Costa Rica. If you're looking for solutions to your health and wellness equation, if you're looking to kickstart another level of your being, a hitherto never experienced version of yourself, if you're looking to go to the next level, if you're looking to live an amazing life, health and wellness, full body fitness, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, then you are listening to the right guys who can support you in that. So stay tuned for more of this kind of information, and please get in touch with us. You'll find all the links to get in touch directly with Greg and or myself with this audio file, And we're sending you lots of love and blessings from Costa Rica. And let's just finish with some final words from Greg. If you were talking to someone who might be stuck in some grey city, getting rained on, freezing their ass off, electromagnetic smog, chemtrails, doesn't seem like there's any hope for them, what would you say?
Yeah, just keep digging. I mean, looking and looking and looking, knowing and not settling. I mean, a lot of people settle and say, oh, my mom says I gotta contribute to society. I need this job, but I don't fit in any job. I don't fit in any school. I have to do something. I'll just settle. You could never settle. You know, always looking for more, giving what you deserve until you're really satisfied and know. And you have that inner knowing and that emotional guidance system for a reason. So it's saying, okay, am I there yet? No. Whether you have to move 100 times, find the right people, seek it out, keep holding that vibration of what you want and feel it every morning for a minimum of 1 hour a day, saying, this is what I'm feeling right now. I'm already at the place. I'm already at the beaches of Costa Rica. I'm already at the mountains of Ecuador. Whatever you want to be doing, feel it. Hold that vibration, because we're living in a hologram. That's going to quickly manifest, mm-hmm. and we're changing it. You know, mm-hmm. so the quantum is all our thoughts. Mm-hmm. You know, so our thoughts or our quantum matter, which is 120 million times smaller than the atomic level, are changing the atoms, changing the cells. You know, electron cells, tissues, organs, organ system, organism. So we're made up of vibrating tissue. The problem is when we get stuck in these situations where all the energy around us is then making up our vibrating tissue, we need to say, I want something else. So definitely the biggest lesson is not settling, knowing there's more, and seeking an action plan to get it, to surround yourselves with what you need to increase that prana, that mana, that life force, to get that spirit really, really high and amped. And we have most of it, in pretty much all of it, in Costa Rica here.
Wonderful. Yay. Well, come and see us in Costa Rica, you guys. And get what it is you're looking for, because we are having a juicy, amazing time down here and things are getting incredible. And I like what you said then about, you know, not settling, moving, because everything's a reflection of everything else. And when we're talking about a health equation, we know there's stagnancy and stuckness, nothing moving, no exchange of energy, just inertia. Is part of the pathology of degenerative disease. And blood flowing, movement, vitality change, energy exchange, fluidity, growth.
Lack of flow.
Yeah, that's health and wellness. Okay, definitely. Wonderful. Well, I think we set the ground for the next audio file. We'll be talking more about these quantum perspectives. So stay tuned, you guys. Sending you lots of love and blessings from Costa Rica. This is Nick Good.
Thank you, guys.
And Dr. Greg.
Thank you.
Mano. Okay, aloha.